Hey everyone, welcome to the Let's Take This Online podcast with me, Digital Hoos. I just want to take the time and say thank you for listening. And if this is your first time here, please take a second and subscribe to the channel. This podcast and everything I am working on is all about growth and value, so your feedback is very, very important to me. You can also find the video version of this podcast on YouTube. Just search Digital Hoos so you can find all the clips and the videos from the podcast itself. For me, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, basically everywhere by just searching Digital Hoos. Now, onwards to the podcast episode. Yeah, I go hard for the
crowd. It's second nature, tell me what you know. And 3, 2, 1, and we're live. Everyone, welcome back to Let's Take This Online with me, Digital Hoos. And it's been an awesome few weeks, man. Good to be back to podcasting. Really grateful to have someone help me out. Again, I'm giving another shout out, TQ. He's in the background helping me edit, put it up, and he's honestly helped me take podcasting now to a lot more consistent level, twice a week now. So you can catch basically Let's Take This Online every Monday, which is going to be using the old content I have, the ones I haven't released, which that's going to be audio only. Maybe some of them will have video, but most of them will be audio only. So you can check that out on Apple or Spotify or wherever. Just search either me, Digital Hoos, or Let's Take This Online. And then every Thursday, I'm going to be releasing video. And that video will be, you know, solo episodes. So far, we've already released 2, I think. And then this one you're going to be seeing, I think, on October 8th, which is today for you guys. And yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And I'm able to share some of my ideas. Excuse me, no corona. Able to share some of my ideas and some things I've been thinking about and working out in my head. And I think they're pretty interesting topics. I mean, last time we spoke about work and how each of us are unique. And please check it out. I think you'll like it a lot. I'm getting huge amount of love for it, especially like on places like LinkedIn, professional networks. Huge amount of love for it. So if you are watching it, please go back, check it out. It's last week's episode, last Thursday's episode. And when you do, please subscribe. Love it. All right, so what are we talking about today? I mean, there's been a few topics that have been on my mind, and I've been talking about them a lot lately. And there are 3 topics, right? So basically is leaders and how to be a leader and leaders I see around me. Goals. I've been going through a lot of changes in my life, and setting goals has been really important. And books, goals, leaders. I think that's a fun ring to it. So let's get into it. Goals. Bit of background on me. I used to be a person. I used to dream big things. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of us were like that or are like that. I used to be a person where I would say, you know what, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4. I list out this huge list, and I'm going to do it by before I'm 30. And I get to 30, and I didn't do anything. You know, I didn't do anything at all. And I used to just talk. I used to love to talk. But I never used to like action. And I got to a place in my life, I'm like, okay, so I made all these big talks. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and I never did anything. Laziness, procrastination, overconfidence, not realizing, you know, not planning it out properly. So now I'm like, you know what? I want to start listing goals again, but this time I want to get them done. So right now I'm working on a project. I'm going through all lists of goals, things I want to do over the next year, 2 years, 1 month, or short-term and long-term goals. I think it's really important for all of us. And I found it very important for me, and it really helped me get my life structured and working towards a purpose by putting out those goals. So definitely recommend it. Just list your short-term, long-term goals. What do you want to do in the week? What do you want to do in the day? What do you want to do in the month, in the year, in 2 years, 10 years, and so forth, all right? For example, I'll give you guys an example. One of my goals for the weekend that just passed a couple days ago was to build a smoker. I bought a smoker from Ace because I want to get into learning how to properly smoke meat. I have a love for meat. I do really enjoy it, but I never really gave the attention, effort to go as deep as I'd wanted to. I mean, I got good at slow cooking and searing steaks and stuff, but I really want to get into smoking. So I bought a smoker from Ace, and it's been sitting in front of me day after day after day. And every day I come in like, I'm going to do it today. And I don't do it until I wrote it down. I wrote it down, or actually typed it out on a list as, you know, on Friday, build smoker, you know. And then I check the list every day. I know that Friday I need to build the smoker. But the fact by writing it down, it became real. I think when we say it in our heads, it's almost like it doesn't have a corporeal form, right? It's like floating, right? It's not tangible. So when I wrote it down, it became tangible. So when I came on Friday, I opened up a list again, smoker. I built it. I'm really excited about it. That's going to become, I want to create a whole series of learning how to smoke. So I'm really excited about that. Another thing, for example, I put goals. I want to read 4 books a month. I was doing 12 books a month in January. Beginning of the year, I was doing 12 books a month. And then just work and a bunch of stuff, personal things. I'm not making excuses. And I was barely doing one. So now I want to work my way back up. But I'm going to use it through proper goal setting. So every month, I want to read 4 books. That's a book a week. Right? So every day, I need to put I have a reminder on my phone that triggers that says, read book this time. Right? And every day, if I do a few pages, every day, if you do a few chapters, I'll finish a book in a week. And then I'll finish 2 in 2 weeks and 3 and so forth. So that's kind of how I've been doing it. I think you have to set these goals. Start small goals, put a timeline, then bigger goals and bigger goals. So goals. Please stay tuned. There's going to be a whole series. It's going to be outside the podcast. It's going to be on my YouTube channel. And I'll try to create snippets on Instagram, wherever. But the whole point is I'm going to Digital Hoos and everything I'm working on, this whole thing is about knowledge growth. I want to grow my knowledge in different things, not just in my career. In my personal life, I want to learn how to smoke. I want to learn how to clean fish. I want to learn how to shoot a bow and arrow. I want to learn how to, you know, do pottery. There's a lot of goals I have. And it's part of this knowledge growth journey. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to revamp the newsletter. So please, whoever checks it out, you can go to either to my Instagram page. There's like a link tree there. There's a link in the bio. You can click it, and there's my newsletter. You can go in there, or you can go to digitalhoos.com, and you can also check it out. TQ, can we put it up somewhere here? I don't know, digitalhoos.com, the link or something. I'll leave you to it. You're the genius. So I'll leave that to you. We'll put it up there for you guys. And check it out, because I do want to start growing this. I think I want to start. I'm hoping maybe this week. One thing I've been really trying to get into is gardening. I want to build a raised garden bed. I've never done anything like this in my life. I've done barely any carpentry before. I'm going to learn everything from scratch. I have the tools, but I don't really know what to do with them. So I'm going to learn. It's definitely going to be a learning experience, and I'm really, really excited about it. And it'll be cool for you guys to join me on that journey of me learning how to make my own garden bed. So let's see if we can do this weekend. I'm going to go hopefully maybe this week, grab some wood. I finally found a place that sells wood, like proper wood in Dubai. I mean, everything is treated here. So I finally found a place that says untreated raw wood. It's not the best, but it's better than nothing. I'm going to try to build a garden bed. It's not going to be big. And I'm going to get some soil and see what I can do with it. That's kind of what I'm going to do. And I really hope you get part of that. So guys, that's goals. All right, that's goals right now. Let's talk about leaders. This thing has been on the top of my head for a while now, for many weeks currently. And also, it's something I always revisit. What makes a good leader? That's a very subjective question. Everyone has an opinion. People from Gary Vee. People to Simon Sinek, who is supposedly really big on leadership, and has like a whole series. And I bought all his books, and I really want to dive into it. So this is just an intro. Think about this as like a teaser into a longer podcast later when I dive into Simon Sinek's books and I start reading about leadership. I also got people like Robin Sharma. For me, I want to read about all these different people, understand how they go about leading. Tim Ferriss has a bunch of stuff as well. I want to go into that. And I want to see what makes a good leader. I want to explore this topic as much as I can. I think it's a tough one, right? I think there's a difference between a manager and a leader. I think there are some great managers who are bad leaders and great leaders who are bad managers. I think there's both. And I also think people who are bad leaders and bad managers. But I've been thinking about this topic lately a lot. For me, I think about it this way. A leader understands each of his team members uniquely. This is also picking up from last week's episode. Like, for example, I manage a small team currently. I'm a line manager for a few people. I'm trying my best, and I'm learning things about myself while I'm learning how to be a leader. I'm trying to understand how each one gets motivated. I'm trying to understand what makes them tick. I'm trying to understand what drives them. I'm also trying to understand their problems. I realize that if a leader understands what's going on in the personal life of the people that work with them, and report to him, it could really help him tailor the way he deals with them, right? We all go through a lot of problems, be it financial, marital, emotional, you know, deaths in families, feelings of unaccomplishments. Everyone goes through something. And I think when leaders really understand what is bothering us and what drives us and what pushes us, they can be a lot more personal with us. I think it's really important. I realized in the past when I had leaders who just didn't care, even I'm not even talking about CEOs, I'm talking about someone just one person I reported to. Like I was his only reporting line, right? I report to him. He just didn't care. He just didn't care. He would take 4-hour lunches while I'm saying they're dying. I'm trying to get back to home. You know, I was going through a lot of financial trouble at the time and I was always stressed. And all I needed was someone to sit me down and be like, hey man, what's going on? Tell me what you're going through and I'll tell them what I'm going through. Maybe he would have put me on a path to get a promotion faster so I could get more money because I was in a lot of financial trouble. But he never did that. And it's important, I think, for a leader to sit down with their team. So I'm trying. I'm failing sometimes. That's how I'm succeeding. I think I'm trying my best. And I hope that the effort, at least trying, is better than not trying. I'm hoping hope the people I work with see that. I am trying. And I think it's important for us, for everyone listening to this who is a leader, take the time to sit down with your team. Just actually brings us to one of the books I read at least 3 times now, and I recommend it to every single person. It's called Managing Oneself, all right, by Peter Drucker. It's like 50 pages. It's like 50 pages of like big handwriting, okay? It's like the easiest read in the world. You can read this on the toilet, right? Why am I talking about this book and leaders? Because in this one, it talks about managing oneself, and it talks about you have to understand how you learn. Some people learn by, you know, from auditory senses. Some people learn visually. Some people like to read and learn. Some people write and learn. It talks about understand how you learn, understand how you are in the corporate world, in the working environment. And I think it's so important. And this book I definitely recommend. And I've read it at least 3 times. I feel like I want to give it another read. I always write notes. I write new notes every time I read it because I'm always learning something new. It really helped me put in perspective. It really helped put in perspective the way I learn. It gave me the ideas that sit down with yourself, take some notes, and understand how you learn. I realized I like to learn by reading, and I also like to learn by listening. For me, visually, I get bored or I drift, right? For me, listening is really important. That's why I love audiobooks, and I love to read, right? But watching a video, sometimes I drift. So maybe for me, video learning doesn't work. That's how I realized that about myself. Then I also realized how I am in the workplace. And if a leader reads this, you can reflect it onto the people you work with. If you understand how they work, right? If you take the time to say, like, hey, man, I see, for example, you're working late hours. Is it because you're not managing your time? Is it because the task list is too much? Is there a piece of knowledge you're missing? Maybe there is. Maybe there is a piece of knowledge you're missing. Maybe they don't understand how to organize their time. Maybe they need that and they don't want to ask. Most people don't want to ask for help, especially from the people they report to because they get afraid that it's going to reflect badly on them. They'll get a bad review. They'll get fired. They get worried about these things. These are real concerns, especially for someone starting out in this world, in the corporate world, in the working. So as a manager, read this, Managing Oneself. Everyone should read this, regardless of who you are. Read this and sit down with your employees and sit down with people to report to and ask them what motivates them. What motivates you? 1. 2, what are you missing in terms of knowledge? 3, what's going on in your personal life that's making you anxious, creating some apprehension, hurting your productivity at work? And 4, how can I support you? Right, so sit down with those people and ask them these questions, and you might see that some people might not say anything; they might be afraid. Some people might really open up, but take that effort. Take that effort. All right, let's take that effort. Okay, sit down with the people that work with you. That's so important. And I think one of the most important things I've seen in leadership and what separates good leaders versus bad leaders is emotional intelligence. I realized it's so important. Not just for leaders, I think for every human being in the world needs to have emotional intelligence. I've just started to learn about it. I went most of my life without emotional intelligence. Like I'm talking about like almost none. until late 20s, like 3 years ago, when I was around 29, I really started to realize this is something I'm lacking. I became aware that I'm lacking it, and I started to slowly develop it. I mean, I became aware around 26, 27 was the point where I really started getting, but I started really making a proper effort only a few years ago, and it made a really big difference in my life. Empathy and emotional intelligence has really helped. It's still a struggle for me because I don't feel I intrinsically have it, but it's a struggle for me. But I found that it really helps, has really helped my life and my personal growth and really the growth of my career. And I realized that to be a leader, you need to have emotional intelligence. It's very important. I've seen leaders who are overly emotional, who get really angry and get petty and hold grudges, and it's really negative. It creates such a toxic environment. It creates like a bad air when you walk into the office. And that's really important not to have. I think especially when you're like a owner, founder, CEO, you need to understand that you affect everyone. Your emotions affect everyone. When you're happy, everyone gets happy. When you're negative and angry, everyone gets scared and shy and negative as well. Your emotions play a much bigger role in your organization than you think, especially when it's a small company, especially when everyone kind of shares a space, right? Obviously, in bigger companies, you sit on the top floor and you don't really care about anyone. That's what I've seen. And that's what I've seen how the big CEOs of like the big companies are. They just sit up in their office, their huge offices, and they don't care. They don't even know the names of people. But when you're in a small company, a startup, for example, or just a small 20, 30 person company, and you walk into the office and you're the leader and you're negative, oh my God, it creates the worst atmosphere. But when you're positive, it makes the best. You got to realize your emotions impact a lot of people around you. And I think it's really important for you to have that emotional intelligence to be able to know that I can't be overly emotional at the workplace because it affects people, not just myself. All right. And when I hold grudges and I'm petty and I'm angry, that's really negatively reflects on my whole company. So that's what I think. Since we kind of melded all the topics together, another book, which is for me one of the most important one. Just check time. We're good on time. One of the most important books I've ever read, and I think will help every leader. It will help every human being, male, female, gender fluid, whatever you are. This will help every single person in the world. And it's so important that I bought a poster of this. It's sitting up there in my office. And it's Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. This person's massively controversial. Massively controversial. And I don't know why. I do know why, but I mean, does it make sense why it's controversial? I think because he says things that people don't want to hear. He asks people to be accountable. He asks people to put in the work, and most people don't. So instead, they get angry at the messenger. But I believe his rules and the values he talks about are nothing crazy. He's not making things up. He's using a series of books, references, moral stories, such as religious stories, to explain those 12 rules. So 12 rules are, I'm just going to read them off the chapter just because it's so important. Rule number one, stand up straight with your shoulders back. Rule number two, treat yourself like someone you're responsible for helping. Rule number three, make friends with people who want the best for you. Rule number four, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. That's so huge. Rule number five, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Rule number six, set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. This one is massive for me, and I think for everyone. Rule number seven, pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Rule number eight, tell the truth, or at least don't lie. Coming from a person who used to lie chronically, this one's really important for me. I've adopted the truth over the last few years of my life, and I've tried to eliminate lying. I used to be a chronic liar. Rule number nine, assume that the person you are listening to might know something you don't. Rule number 10, be precise in your speech. Rule number 11, do not bother children when they are skateboarding. Rule number 12, pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. Now, a lot of these rules, the titles maybe don't make sense to you. But every chapter, he goes into stories, he goes into analogies, he uses religious references, he uses science, psychology. And he creates a story for every lesson, and they're really powerful. They are so powerful, and it has impacted my life in the most positive of ways. Even if the person you think is controversial, and I don't think he's controversial. I think what he says, he makes a lot of sense. But these 12 rules are so positive. I can't begin to talk about it. I talk about it all the time. This person impacted my life very positively. I discovered him on Joe Rogan many years ago when I was going through traumatic times in my life. And just listening to what he was saying, listening to his lessons, his lectures, the values he was trying to portray really positively impacted me. And I finally got his book a couple of years ago whenever it came out. And it has helped me massively. I mean, this book came out in 2018. So yeah, a couple of years ago. I got it right. I think I got the second edition. I'm not sure. It impacted me massively. It helped put things in perspective. And I definitely recommend it. Definitely recommend it for every person, and especially leaders. Because if you can read this book and it helps you become internally better, you can externalize that and help people around you. Very important book. Very important book. I want to start including books in my podcast because I'm going to be reading a lot of books and I'm going to try to derive the lessons from those books. Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to stress this again. This book, read it. Read it. Even if you don't like the guy, I mean, it is so powerful. I mean, the first chapter he starts talking about, which is stand up straight with your shoulders back. He talks about lobsters and how lobsters behave in the animal world, and how lobsters, when one gets defeated, they curl up, but when one wins, he stands up, and that's what attracts the mate, and that's what creates procreation. And that for me was an interesting story. I mean, it's really interesting to start off talking about lobsters. I mean, it kind of throws you off, but that's what I think reflects into us. So when you're crouched and sad and always looking down, it reflects back at people around you. But when you stand up straight, it really it creates confidence. I mean let's read a second here. A lobster with high levels of serotonin and low levels of octopamine is a cocky, strutting sort of shellfish, much less likely to be backed down when challenged. He talks about how after a lobster wins a fight and he becomes confident and he kind of puffs out, he is more likely to keep winning fights. So when you do something and it's a good thing and you feel that confidence, you are then more likely to do things correctly. But when you're scrunched up and sad, you're more likely to, even if you're bigger. So he talks about how, for example, even bigger lobsters, for example, who are lose and are crunched up are less likely to keep winning. You know what I mean? Really interesting. And I definitely recommend it. It's really cool the way they talk about it. It talks about serotonin and a lot of other things just from the first chapter. Check it out. Check out the books I'm talking about. And yeah, I hope I'll keep sharing books with you. I'll try to get a bit more in-depth. I mean, this is just part of an overall. For me, I feel like this podcast episode itself is more like an introduction of what's coming ahead. And it's fine. I do want to talk about these things. So please keep staying tuned. I'm going to dive a lot more in-depth into these, maybe check out some specific quotes. But back to the whole topic of this, I think comes back to every person. I think the crux of this episode is you should know yourself as a person, and that will help you become a better leader and a better human in society, is that when you know yourself, you can reflect that positively on others. And I think that's it. Next episode, let's mix it up a bit. Maybe we'll try different topics. Maybe I'll talk about some other books I'm reading. I'm reading a few books right now. One of them, I'm diving into Malcolm Gladwell. I've been trying to dive into his books for a while now. I'm reading David vs. Goliath, super interesting book. Talks about underdogs. So we'll talk about that next episode, and I'll keep you updated on what's going on with the progress. I mean, hopefully by next episode, I would have the raised garden bed. I'll maybe show some clips of that episode or the series of episodes I'm going to record about gardening. Very excited about it. And that's basically it, guys. I'm Digital Hoos. This is Let's Take This Online. We're out. It's second nature, tell me what you know. I know they're praying that I fly. I double up a bag with my eyes closed.